news, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. A better producer, I can't imagine, Mr. Rob Centers on the other side of the glass for our show. He's always there, and he's why the podcasts are always there. Shortly after the program on the WKOK podcast page or Google Podcasts or Apple Podcasts, wherever you download your podcast, he makes sure that gets populated, I think he calls it. So he makes sure that happens. So we always appreciate that. In the studios with us now, T.J. Eike is here, Executive Director of the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce. He's been giving us regular updates on the goings-on at the Chamber and how they're helping businesses cope with supply chain and worker shortage and pandemic-related topics and helping a lot of companies thrive around here, giving out awards, recognizing businesses, social media kings, teaching workshops, holding leadership classes, cutting ribbons. Am I boring you here? No, keep going, right?
It sounds like just a daydream that I constantly have.
Well, it is something else. Boy, I tell you what, you're living the dream where you're, if that's your dream, because the Chamber is so busy and holding a lot of things, setting up things for other people to take advantage of. You got a hall that is available for people to meet in, as long as their crowd's not too terribly large, with technology and seminars and these kind of things. So I just think it's a real full-service chamber. And real street-oriented. You're in touch with your members on a regular basis.
Absolutely. You know, we even go as far as calling and singing happy birthday if we find out it's somebody's birthday.
Okay. Well, mum's the word on mine, then. We want to keep that a secret. Okay. But we want to talk about one of your initiatives. Now, you introduced us to this idea a couple of months ago, this idea that second-chance employees are individuals who had been incarcerated, who are eager and interested and want to get back in the workforce, and sometimes that criminal record can be a deterrent.
Absolutely, and it's something that's near and dear, and it's an initiative that we started long ago, and I'm really excited that it caught on. You know, sometimes you get a little upset when folks take your idea and run with it, but I am thrilled to see that this is occurring in many places, and most importantly, within our membership.
Well, and I think the worker shortage is probably the best thing that ever happened to these second-chance employees, where they're getting a second glance. One place where they're doing that is Strong Spas. They got facilities around here, of course, Northumberland and Danville. And Will Griner's on the line. He's one of the plant managers. So, Will, thank you so much for calling in today.
Good morning. Thank you.
I really do appreciate it. Strong Spa is just a superlative company in so many ways, but this is just another one. First of all, if folks aren't familiar with sort of the mindset and the mission of Strong Spas, you don't go around saying, no, we're just another local manufacturer. We keep to ourselves. We hire, we crank out spas, and let our workers go home. Give our audience some sort of an idea of how Strong Spas tries to really make sure that they're an important part of the community.
Yeah, I mean, as leaders here, we have a great opportunity and responsibility. We try to provide every bit of training we possibly can for our folks. You know, we work with the Chamber on some things there, some leadership courses, as well as teaching our employees Spanish, teaching some of our employees English. We're doing some lean certifications. Just anything we can do to get these folks, you know, to be better contributors to their community and a little bit, a little bit happier and healthier.
Well, I remember I noticed that about maybe 5-10 years ago, a number of companies said, you know, we have a language barrier. Some of our workers speak English. And, you know, some smart person in the boardroom said, no, the dilemma is that not enough of us employers speak Spanish. And so they did that to really help that. So that was a smart move. Second chance employees are a specific topic. Tell us about your introduction and the history of this and how it's working out and how you nurture that program.
Yeah, I think, you know, the reality of the environment that we're in right now is that we have people that make mistakes. You know, it's no secret that there's kind of a drug epidemic going on, which I think contributes to people making some poor choices. So we have some people in our community that just need a chance. You know, how can we expect people to be able to be positive influences if we're not providing that opportunity? So we're kind of looking for those people, you know, and instead of shunning them away, you know, there's a lot of really talented people out there that have made mistakes, and they just need a chance to show what they're capable of.
Will, I wanted to let you have an opportunity to tell us how you're letting these folks network together during company time and mentor one another, those who've had the second chance, been successful, and now are taking on those young folks coming in.
Yeah, sure. You know, I think a cool thing about our leadership even here is we have people that are representative of kind of what you can do to turn your life around. So they kind of have some guidance every day and some mentoring opportunities. We're also working with Pastor Billy Roble as far as creating the opportunity for a recovery program here. Give some people that are looking for a safe environment to be able to come in and be able to find the right people to help support them. So I think that's a really good opportunity for some people that may be a little bit timid about, you know, what do I do when I get out in the workplace and possibly run into some triggers for me again.
And how many opportunities do you still have for folks to come into the workplace? Do you ever quantify how many openings remain at Strong Spas? I know you've done a lot of hiring, a lot of folks are working there, but you're still growing and expanding. And, of course, we keep renovating our homes, so that creates the demand. Tell me about the openings that still exist.
Sure. We have openings kind of at all levels right now. We have the Danville facility getting up and going. We have a little bit of manufacturing going on there in there right now, but there's still a need to grow our leadership as well as production positions all over the place. So, you know, we're welcoming anybody who's looking to come on in and have a conversation with us.
Yeah, one of the quotes is that employees might be missing out on talented people by often defining them by the worst decision they've ever made in their life. Is that part of this mindset, this idea that you sort of use Olympic scoring on people? You throw out the lowest score, accept the highest score, and then kind of look at what they're capable of. Do you do that at Strong Spas?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's some people that want to do things differently in their life than they have in the past, and maybe they're not sure exactly how to go about that. So I think our leadership is really committed to create an environment, but it's not just employment. You know, it's not just you come in, punch out. But there are opportunities, you know, as well as, you know, all kinds of trainings and just mentoring opportunities and stuff that, you know, you can get some skills to apply in your personal life as well when you leave here.
All right. Well, you have a moment left for an opening or closing statement. Anything else you wish to add to our conversation today, talking to Will Greiner, the plant manager out at Strong Spas? Anything else to add today?
Yeah, you know, just to touch on the fact that we are an active part of our community, you know, and every employer has that opportunity. We see the negative impact of drugs and kind of where they're steering people, and there are a lot of people out there that just need an opportunity. So just as much as those things are impacting our community negatively, we really have an opportunity to counteract that a little bit.
All right, very well. Well, thanks for your help, Will. Thanks for all you're doing, and thanks for adapting to all of this. Probably when you got into this business, you didn't think, well, I'm going to be a human service provider and a manufacturer. I'm going to worry about supply chain and recovery and a wide range of other topics. But you've taken it all on and, by all accounts, doing pretty well. So thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Our biggest resource is people, right?
Yeah, how about it? Phone number to call if folks want more information. Yeah, you don't have the front office line in front of you. And don't give me your cell phone unless you want to be bothered on the weekend. Well, I'll tell you what, we certainly have that here in our list. We'll send that out. But thank you so much, Will. Thank you so much for calling in and all you're doing out there.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Very much appreciated. Will Greiner, plant manager at Strong Spas, on hiring second chance employees in particular. But I think that gives you a great flavor. Here up in Danville, they're setting up shop last fall. They're in the Danville parade, I noticed, but they're not even in town yet. But they're already in the parade. So that, I think, gives folks an idea what they were up to. Second chance workers, you talk about that when you can.
Yeah, I just think it's a really good opportunity. And Will didn't mention, but there's a quote that he told me has on his whiteboard in his office. And it really makes you think. He says, those people who tried to bury you didn't realize that you were a seed. And You know, that truly is the impact. And I think just to prove the connections the Central PA Chamber can make, he mentioned Pastor Billy Roble, and he actually met him at our annual meeting. So they had no knowledge of each other. They had no clue who each other was. But when Billy spoke to his survival and what he's done, how he changed his life, Will instantly wanted to connect with him. And here, you know, a year and a half or better later, they're actually working together on a project. So it's all about connections.
All right. Telephone number 570-275-2700. He never has to dial that. He has all the inside numbers, but that's fantastic. All right. 570-275-2700. All right. Well, we're officially halfway through our conversation with TJ Ikey. What are we going to talk about at 740? What's coming up on our
agenda? Yeah, I would absolutely love to talk about our next seminar and training series, which is something that DCED, the Department of Community and Economic Development, has unveiled. And it's something incredibly new. I was doing a little research while we were waiting to go on air, and currently this program is available to any business in the Commonwealth. You can sort by counties, and the closest county to where we're sitting this morning that's listed is Juniata County. There's only 5 counties on this website. So I think our counties here should really take this by storm and grasp this opportunity.
All right, we're going to be talking about that. It's an opportunity to save money, really. I mean, that's the bottom line for almost every service or product that a company has, and also put yourself out there as a money-saving method for other workers. We'll talk about that, the Common Goods and Business One-Stop Shop opportunity coming up shortly here, and a training session associated with that. TJ Ikey, Executive Director of the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce. When we come back, we'll talk about the award they won recently for being recognized. They give out a lot of awards, but here's one they won. And we'll talk about the golf tournament and that one-stop shop. Plus, I always ask her about the big issues of the day when we're continuing our conversation with TJ Ikey at 7:40 this morning.
On the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. We're right in the middle of our interview with TJ Ikey, Executive Director of Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce. Earlier, we heard from Will Greiner out of Strong Spools, Strong Spas. That's a combination of pools and spas. They invite you to call and contact them at 570-275-2700. So they're still hiring out there. They've taken on hundreds of people, including the Second Chance employees that we talked about, individuals who have been incarcerated in the past. But they're working with them, teaching them citizenship and language training and just a wide range of recoveries part of the process, making sure that they just feel part of a really welcome team at Strong Spa. So we appreciate their checking in. All right, a number of other things to check about. Of course, you were handing out awards all the time, the Chamber does, but you got one recently. You're not necessarily prepared to talk about this, but what was that all about?
Absolutely. We don't typically talk about ourselves. It's all about our members. But this was a real bright spot in our week. We got a notification from the Manufacturers Association a few weeks ago that we had been chosen as a 2022 Community Investor of the Year Award. So those not familiar, the Manufacturers Association is a member of the Central PA Chamber, relatively new. And they are a not-for-profit organization that exists to help manufacturers in every capacity all across the Commonwealth. And they're headquartered in York. So we made the trek to York to their annual meeting, and we're presented with one of 4 awards, and that was one of the awards. And we were really, really prideful of all the efforts we're doing and how they're getting noticed. So that award is at home at the office, and we're getting ready to find a perfect place for it as well. So, you know, it's just a testament to my team and my board and my community in regards to the support we get for all of our projects.
Well, your team's less than a half dozen men and women who are making this Central Pennsylvania Chamber work. Give folks an overview if folks aren't familiar with you. You're becoming the big regional chamber now. So how many members, staff, locations, sure, up in that Montandon area, Milton
sure.
Industrial Park?
So we've been in existence since 1905, and we presently have in the ballpark of 560 members. I do have a few that are, as you always want to say, in the queue waiting for payment. So we have some new ones coming on board. We just accomplished a really great breakfast briefing last Friday, and I have a few few members coming back from that as well. So we have constant growth, and my team is myself and two others, and currently an intern who will be leaving later this week. So we are very small, but we're very mighty, and we have a very active board of directors of 16 who are all volunteers who really help out and support where needed. So the organization itself is located in Milton, Pennsylvania, right outside of Montana, but we do have members in 9 states and over 90 plus zip codes. So you do not have to be in Milton or even in Northumberland County for us to be able to offer our support. You can be anywhere as long as you're interactive with us and let us know what you need. We're here to help.
And of course, that can be a wide range of things, access to insurances and or advice or information related to those, or just connections to places that sell those types of insurances or whatever you're dealing with. You have a meeting room where you have a sizable meeting room where you can squeeze a lot of folks in there with full technology, so you can do your PowerPoints and do live broadcasts and so on. Of course, you brought us LeaderCast, and so, which I always enjoy, and you're training up young people who want to become professionals around here or just to further their skills. You offer so much.
We do. I mean, there is virtually something for everyone, and we're constantly trying to make sure that, you know, if there's any excess, cut off the fat, if you will. If there's things that we maybe have had on our books of things that we've offered, but maybe times have changed, and we need to continually keep up with the changes and the demands and what our members need as far as services. So we're constantly, you know, curtailing what we have to make sure it's a good fit. I always say it's not about us, it's not about our team or what we do or what we achieve. It's about our members. That's where our pride is at. When our members can succeed or work together, you know, we are just beaming with pride.
Now, you have a golf tournament coming up that's a fundraising for business and education. I'm assuming that's the category.
Yeah, so our Business and Education Association is an arm of the Central PA Chamber of Commerce. It's our not-for-profit sector. And it's basically not only, as a lot of folks think, it's just to educate students. That is the main focus, but also to educate business owners and leaders and just individuals in general. So we do a lot of educational programs for businesses and students as well. So we are going to do a golf tournament this coming Friday, and I believe it's our 22nd. It's something that 21st. It's something we've been doing for, you know, all these years, continues to grow, repeat attendees, and it's just a really great fun day to network. Typically about 150 golfers. So a lot of chatter happens on the golf course, and they get to meet and greet and talk to other business owners that maybe they don't get to, you know, cross paths with on a typical day. And something we've announced kind of quietly so that we didn't take it by storm, but former Pittsburgh Steeler Yancey Thigpen is going to be golfing on Friday on one of the teams that's participating in our tournament.
Oh, wow. Okay. And you do a raffle also. Tell me about that briefly, and if folks want to get a ticket.
Sure. We do a golf ball drop, which you purchase a ticket, and you can do those online or in person, and the deadline's quickly approaching, but your ticket corresponds with a number that's on a golf ball. And we take all these golf balls, and we take them up onto a crane that's donated by T. Ross Brothers for the day, and we dump these golf balls, hundreds of golf balls, over the putting, the practice green area. And we divide it three ways. It's a cash pot, so whoever gets in the hole first gets a good part, and then, you know, second and third. So we measure them right there so everyone can see. And you don't have to be present to win. So the really cool part is you can buy tickets for yourself, your friends, your family. And we will actually the following week show up on the winner's doorstep with a big check, like the sweepstakes winners. And we will actually surprise you with that cash in hand. So that is really cool. And it's tax deductible. So a lot of folks, for example, again, T. Ross Brothers, he typically buys tickets for his entire team. And then what he does is, you know, if puts their names on, they don't know. And then we show up and give one of his team members a check for, you know, anywhere from like $1,500 to $500.
All right. Yeah. Between 1,000 and up is really the winnings there. How much is a ticket for the ball drop?
Sure. Tickets are $10 each. And as I said, they're tax deductible, and you can do it online or in person. And it's just a really really good opportunity to give back. The funds do help explicitly with the student program for that particular fundraiser, and that's where we take high school juniors from about 9 different school districts and bring them together once a month and teach them leadership skills.
I think it's safe to say I buy one every year, so there you go. Are you happy now?
Very happy.
All right, now you want to give one away today?
I do. You know, if someone wants the opportunity to win a ticket, that would be fantastic.
All right, just email us at onthemark@wkok.com. We'll first person to get on that email, say free ticket from the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce. TJ will make sure you get hooked up. Okay, so that's the golf tournament. Proceeds benefit. Explain where
yes.
they go.
So the Central PA Business and Education Association, it helps us supply all the materials and the speakers and the food. We have these kids come and join us once a month, and they spend the entire day with us throughout the school year. And we typically, if scheduling allows and the parameters of social contact allows, we do it in 2 different sites each month. So it's a really good opportunity for students to be exposed to all the opportunities within our region.
Now, your seminar and training series includes a new, I guess, a sort of a go-through website, Common Goods and the Business One-Stop Shop.
Yeah, this is something I try to keep my finger on the pulse of what's going on and find things that no one else is talking about. This program was just developed very recently by DCED, the Department of Community Economic Development, and the whole purpose of this is to help those businesses. Their purpose of funding this program is to help businesses that survived and now are looking for e-commerce resources. So you can actually list your business and services on their site, and it's a place for folks who want to go shop. They're trying to encourage folks to shop local and small businesses in PA. And as I mentioned earlier in our first segment, that if you Google on here by county, there's only 5 counties listed so far that are taking advantage in the entire Commonwealth, and Juniata is the closest. So we're going to make folks educate them on discovering small business across PA and how you can list your business. So it is absolutely free seminar, just a half an hour, 30 minutes, and we're the first ones that are partnering up with DCED to offer this educational seminar on June 30th.
All right, one other thing you really want to talk about is the idea that your social media footprint's growing like crazy. You're hitting thousands of people with some of your posts. I see the Susquehanna Fire Equipment gets their Business of the Year award from the state, but you were there to congratulate them. That post, 8,300 people saw that, which is a lot for a chamber that has 500 members.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. Our following on social media, as you can see, is not just the members following members. It's the actual community, region, and folks abroad following what we're doing. I think we have one of the most active social media pages for any type of not-for-profit, in my opinion, and this just goes to prove that. We have a great communications director, Jeff Schaefer, on staff, and we try to keep in tune with what kind of posts have the most reach, what times of the day, and we don't inundate you with a bunch of stuff. We try to make it just periodically throughout the day, and you can see our top 10, the lowest one out of top 10 just for this year, with no boost, mind you, we're not paying for anything, was over 3,500.
All right, fantastic. So that's there. Plus, whatever on earth a Snappies is, they're about as popular as can be on your social media.
Yeah, if you haven't met anybody at Snappies yet, their customer service is bar none, and they're located in Allenwood, currently across from the federal prison site there, and I encourage you to stop in and visit. The gas prices are great. They have a loyalty card that can get you 5 cents off, I believe, any fuel up, and you can accumulate points as well, but just an overall great place. You can eat in there as well. They have a nice little restaurant area. And if you golf in our tournament on Friday, you're going to get a complimentary Snappies t-shirt as well.
All right. Fantastic. Okay, good. All right. Well, we're just about out of time. Anything else to add to the good of our conversation?
Absolutely. I just wanted to let you and the folks here at Sunbury Broadcasting know how much we appreciate the continued opportunity to come out and educate folks. To me, it's all about education and to let folks know that we are available and we're accessible at any time.
All right. Well, fantastic. CentralPAChamber.com. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com if you want that ticket she's going to leave here for us to give away to folks. So that's the raffle ticket. This is the easiest thing in history. You could win $1,000 and you don't have to do anything. So
absolutely.
Doesn't get easier than that. onthemark@wkok.com. CentralPAChamber.com, her website. Thank you so much, TJ. Thanks for all you're doing.
Always my pleasure. Thank you, Mark.